Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Memhei. Memhei, again, there's a parsha shir tonight, Bezrat Hashem, for all those interested. Hopefully it'll be up by 7-11 o'clock tonight, Israel time, on Parshas Bereishis. Parshas Bereishis we'll be discussing. So all of those in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, we need to devote some time to Bereishis. Can't let it go quickly by. So tonight will be the parsha shir, 9 o'clock in my house. Anybody, everybody's interested in coming. Okay, we are on Mem Dalet Amid Beis. Mem Dalet Amid Beis, so we have the conversation in the Mishnah. Unusual, the Mishnah quotes a whole conversation, but here we have it. Mem Dalet Amid Beis and Avodah Zarah. The Proclus ben Poluspis said to Rabbi Gamliel, how could you be washing yourself in a bathhouse of Aphrodite? There's a statue of Avodah Zarah there. So he says in answer, the Gemara says, he said it's after he went out, sorry, I couldn't answer you before, you're not allowed to answer in a bathroom. And that was Derech Agav. We spoke yesterday about talking in the bathroom in general, whether that is allowed or not. That's Simon Gimel in Arachayim. But when he went out, he told him a few points. He says, number one, I was here first. The bathhouse was here first. And the statue was built afterwards, so he bought Big Vuli, so it's not my fault. Number one. Number two, Rashi says, we don't say that a Merchatz should be secondary and noi to Aphrodite. It's the opposite. Right, the Aphrodite, the statue, is just secondary to a Merchatz. So even if the statue came first, it would still be mutter. Number two. And number three, Davar Acher, the Mishnah says that if I give you a lot of money, you still would never go naked or go to the bathroom in front of your Avodah Zarah, and that's what you do here. So those are all the points that Rabbi Gamliel told the Proclus. Says Rabbi Chama Bar Yosef in the Gemara, in the name of Rabbi Oshia, Rabbi Oshia said that Rabbi Gamliel really tricked him. Rabbi Gamliel really wasn't saying a strong bona fide taina. Right? He tricked him. And Rabbi Chama himself says, I argue with my Rabbi Oshia, he was saying a good taina. So what was Rabbi Oshia's suggestion that it was not a good taina? It was a tshuva genuva. And what was Rabbi Chama's counterclaim that I think it was a good taina? So we did two out of the four possibilities of what that conversation is. Number one was that Rabbi Oshia said that he was tricking him. Was it a good taina? Because after all, what do you mean? The third point. That, what do you mean? If I would give you all the money in the world, you wouldn't go to the bathroom in front of your Avodah Zarah. And look, you go to the bathroom in front of this Avodah Zarah. And that was the claim that Rabbi Gamliel said. So why was that a fake claim? Rabbi Oshia says, because look at Pa'or. By Pa'or, they always went to the bathroom in front of Pa'or. Says Rabbi Chama, no, it was a good taina, because it's very different than Pa'or. By Pa'or, Avodasa Bekach. Right, and by all the other of the Avodah Zarah, ain't Avodah Zarah B'kach. That was number one. Number two possibility was Abaya, second to last skinny line. Abaya said, what was the suggested tshuva genuva? That even if the idol came first, right, this is arguing on point number one, even if the idol came first, it would not have asered, because as the Mishnah says later on, it's shalom b'tova. If it would not given hakaras hatov to the people who work for the idol, to the Komrim, then it wouldn't have been a problem anyway. And Rabbi Oshia says that, I'm sorry, Rabbi Chama says, no, it is a good claim. This is very different than that. Why? Because Rabbi Gamliel was such a chasha person, then even if he wouldn't have said thank you, it would have been automatic. Right? If you have a great person go into your store, so it's just the fact that the great person goes into the store, that itself is going to be unbelievable for business. You don't have to give hakaras hatov. I don't even have to say, tell people to go to the store. Just my going into the store. So that is exactly what happened with Rabbi Gamliel. That was number two. Number three, that's what we're up to. Third wide line. Rav Simi Barachia Amar, Genuvta Mehacha. This is what was the Genuvta. This is why it was a tricky answer. Deka Amar Lo, because Rabbi Gamliel said to him, Zu Omedes Alabiv, V'chala Amashtinim Befaneha. This one is standing right on the gutter, and everybody is being mashed in, going to the bathroom in front of her. Is that really a problem? If the over the Avodas Kochavim go to the bathroom, are mashed and urinate in front of the idol, Vatnan, but the Mishnah says, we'll have it later on, Bezrat Hashem, Rok Befaneha, Hishta Befaneha, somebody spits in front of the idol, or urinates in front of the idol, Girara, or dragged it, Vizarak Baz at Soa, or threw excrement at the idol, Harizu Eina Betelo. That's not called Bittel. Bittel of Avodah Zarah, no, you have to say it We had the Mordechai a couple days ago that if you're forced, then you might have to do an action. But either you have to be expressive in terms of what you're trying to do. We can't have to try to guess. So the Mishnah there says that it doesn't count as bittel. So therefore, it's a tshuva genuva. Rabbi Gamliel says, does anybody go to the bathroom in front of it? But here you have the type of, it is going to the bathroom, and it's still not bittel. Vani omer, and again, Rabbi Chama says, ain't a genuva. It's not trickery. Why? Hasam lefi shaita, hu rasach alei, v'hadam efayisla. Over there, just somebody who was in a fit of anger. Somebody spit at the idol, but, you know, tomorrow he'll calm down and he'll worship it again. That's why it's not a permanent bittel. But here, it's constant. It's constant zilzal. Constant zilzal is worse. And therefore, that was a good taina. Finally, the fourth one, Rabba Bar Ula, the fourth suggestion, Rabba Bar Ula Amar Gunuf Samehacha. This is why it's gone. This is why it's a tricky taina. Da kamar le, ein omrim, thank you, ein omrim nasa merchas noy la afrudidi, ela nasa afrudidi noy la merchas. Point number two. Remember, Rashi said there are 3 points. We're arguing on that point. Why? What was the Rabbi Gamliel's point? He said that even if it was built, if the idol was there first, but an idol can never be primary to a bathhouse. A bathhouse is the main thing, and the idol is secondary. So v'chiyamar nasa merchas l'afrodidi noi mayhavi. Even if the merchas would be a noi to an afrodidi, it's still not going to answer. V'atanya ha'omer ba'yizel avodas kochavim. Kozizel avodas kochavim lo amar klum. If somebody is, quote-unquote, makdish their house to avodah zara or their cup, it's meaningless. She'ain hektish avodah zgachavim. You don't have such a suggestion. You don't have such a concept of hektish to an avodah zara. So too says Rebbe Oshia that it's not, even if you would say that it would be a noy for the Beis Amercha, for the Afrodidi, it still wouldn't answer. So Vani Omer, and again, try number four, Rebbe Chama says, Ein a genuva, it wasn't a tricky answer. Nihid itzure lo mitzura, noi miha ika. Even though it wouldn't be ne'asar behana'a, but it will still be called noi lavodazara, and you wouldn't be able to do it. That's what Rashi says. Last Rashi, Iavi rechitza noi lavodazkochavim, Aser liyapos avodas kochavim. It's still aser to beautify an avodah zara, even if that beautification would not become aser bahana. Avagav de itzri lo mitzri merchas bahana. Okay, so 4 suggestions about the pshat of the Mishnah that we had. Okay, now today's daf. Next Mishnah. Avodah zara memhei. Hanachrim ha'ovdim esheharim vesagavos. If you have non-Jews who worship the mountains and small mountains and hills, it could even be a Jew, the Pfarshim say, but, you know, we just lushen that we don't want it to assume that, so we just say Nachrim. Nachrim worship mountains, Hein Mutarin, Vumasha Alehan Asurin. They themselves are Mutar, but what's upon them is Asur. Shneamar Lo Sachmod Kesev Vizav Alehem. As it says, you shall not covet the silver and gold on them. As you go into Eretz Yisrael, you don't covet what is on them, and therefore, you learn from there, Rashi is going to explain what is on them is different than they themselves. They themselves, you can do whatever you want with. That's not what's asur, because it's mechubar. And mechubar is not going to become nasar, as we'll see. But what's on them, you shouldn't covet. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Omer. Rabbi Yossi Aglili seems to be not arguing. He seems to just be quoting a different pasuk for the same halacha. But we'll see in the Gemara what the difference is. Elohehem al heharim. The gods on the mountains, v'loheharim Eloheim, and not the mountains themselves as gods. Eloheim al hagvaos, their gods on the hills, v'lohagvaos Eloheim, and not the hills themselves as gods. Period. That's the first half of the Mishnah. So what exactly does this first half of the Mishnah mean? What does it mean that they are mutter, and what is upon them is usher? This is a major machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos here. Rashi has really both opinions cited in Tosfos are found in Rashi, but the one that he quotes from Rashi is the first one. So you could just read it, Rashi quotes Rashi verbatim. You could just read it in the Tosfos. Pirish Rashi, Bepirish Acheir, Mizel Ashono, Hein Mutarim, how would we have understood the Mishnah? Heharam Atzma Mutarim, Lizri Avalachso, Vavanim Mehem. What is the first pshat of the Mishnah? The mountains are Mutar. If I bow down to a mountain, because it's mechubar, they are mutter bahana'a. I'm allowed to go plant on the mountain. I'm allowed to go you from the mountain and take a piece of rock from the mountain. The mountain does not become anything. The mechubar lo mitzar. That is Shitas Rashi. That it is totally, no effect occurs to the mountain. That is Shitas Rashi. Even if it's a Jew, yes, even if it's a Jew, the Mishnah gives the example of a guy. But even if it's a Jew, k'didarish le'Rav Yosi Eglili me Elohim al harim v'alohim Elohim u'masha aleihem. What does masha aleihem mean? K'gonim tzipum b'kesef izav. Let's say I made a floor on the mountain out of gold and silver. So that's usur. What's the chiddush of the pasuk? Because you might have said it's batel. You might have said if you line the mountain with something, so that's not called its own entity. Right, it becomes part of the mountain. Just a faraway mashal. We spoke a couple of weeks ago a little bit about Tevilas Kalim, which is going to come up in a couple of weeks also in this Pesachta. If something is glazed, so many poskim say the glaze doesn't make a glass. Even though there's a shine on it, it's still, once it's charis, it's charis. It's earthenware. It does not need tefillah, for sure, not with a bracha. So here too, if it's, that's the chiddush here. The pasuk saying, don't covet what's upon them. That's the chiddush that it is aser. Then Rashi continues on the second line of Tosfos. V'afal gav de'inhu lav avodas kochavim mikru v'lo mitzeru. Even though they're not avodas, they're not aser gzeiras hakasuv she'talu shalehem katalu shalasha avodas kochavim. Even though it's really not its own entity, still you have to treat it like its own entity, and you have to treat it that it's going to be aser. Right? That is deya number one of Rashi. The chiddush of this deya is that we're going to see on tomorrow's daf Bezrat Hashem that people who worship mountains are chayiv misa. Even though it does not become aser bana. It doesn't become nesar. It's not called avodah zarah inherently. But that's the chiddush of Rashi. It's still going to be chayiv misa. That's what the Gemara says on tomorrow's daf. But that is all number one. And the Re likes Rashi. The Re likes Rashi, we'll have later in Tosfos. Rabbeinu Tam does not like Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam, look at the fourth to last skinny line in Tosfos. The Hikshu Rabbeinu Tam appears that the Kiva de la Mikra Avodas Kochavim v'tikrofs on Mutaras imkina ma ye'anshu of Deim Sayif ha'ein zeh oved Elohim acherim. According to Rabbeinu Tam, there cannot be a distinction between Avodah Zarah and Oved Avodah Zarah. If it's not Avodah Zarah, it can't have an Oved Avodah Zarah that's Chayim Misa. So you see from that Kasha, the amazing Shita of Rashi, and the Re, you could have an Oved Avodah Zarah that's Chayim Misa, even though it's not Nechshav Avodah Zarah. The mountain, it's not Avodah Zarah. You could go and plant on the mountain. You could go and take a rock from the mountain. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter, it's not Avodah Zarah, but it's Chayim Misa. Rabbeinu Tam cannot have those two things. And therefore, he rejects that Pshat of the Mishnah. Rabbeinu Tam, because of that problem, has to reread the whole Pshat of the Mishnah. What does our Mishnah mean when it says they are mutter? It does not mean the mountains are Avodah Zarah. The mountains are Avodah Zarah, says Rabbeinu Tam. First medium line in Tosfos. L'kay nir Rabbeinu Tam. Tevade Avodah Kochavim Mikru. V'tikrov San Asura. V'lkanach Ovdeim B'sayif. Right? It's Asur. It's Avodah Zarah. What does the Mishnah mean? We're going to have later on, there's a special mitzvah to search and destroy. Search and destroy the Avodah Zarah. Not just if you see Avodah Zarah, you have to be Mishari Shachara, you have to root it out. You have to go under the ground, you have to go into the tunnels, you have to go everywhere. You have to go search and destroy for the Avodah Zarah. Klomar, that's the heter here. For the mountains, you don't have to search after it. If you don't know a mountain is Avodah Zarah, don't worry about it. Klomar ain't sarach la'akar ha'arim. You don't have to uproot the mountains. You don't have to destroy them. If you can, you can. If you find it, you find it. But it's just a very minimal limud that Rabbeinu Tam learns from this pasuk. But according to him, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you also have a chiddush. You have an Avodah Zarah, you don't have to be misharish achareha. It's also a chiddush. You might say that, well, according to Rashi, maybe he can't live with that. That's what Rashi is what he says. Once it's Avodah Zarah, of course you have to be Mishari Shacharel. You have to be Okerit. Rashi can't live with that chilek. I'd rather, says Rashi, live with a chilek that it's not Avodah Zarah and the person's killed for it because you're machalik between the chefsa and the gavra versus a case where you have a chefsa and you don't have to be Mishari Shacharel. Once it's the chefsa of Avodah Zarah, says Rashi, you have to root it out. But this is the This is the machlokas between Rashi and the Tosfos. And you know, look later on, the Ri has a kasha on Rabbeinu Tam, and therefore the Ri on the second wide line of Tosfos, lakach nira l'ri, kalashan rishon shal Rashi, devadi lava varz kochav mikri. Anyway, this is the machlokas, just pasha pshat in the Mishnah. Machlokas between Rashi and the Ri versus Rabbeinu Tam. Good. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you would not be able to plant on the mountain. If you know a mountain was worshipped, you cannot plant. The mountain is Asur Bahana. The mountain is Asur Bahana. You just don't have to destroy the mountain. You just got to leave it over. Okay. We'll get to Akasha, maybe, that you're thinking about in a minute. But let's continue first. Umipne ma Ashera Asura. Back to the Mishnah. So why is an Ashera tree Asur? Meaning, if we're saying that everything that's mechubar is not nasar, let's go over the Rashi pshat. Anything mechubar is not nasar, so why is it asur? Why is it not shei tree asur? Why the pasuk says more than once? If you planted a tree, l'shem avodah zarah, it's asur. Mipnei sheyesh bo tfisas yidei adam. No, a tree is different because a man was actively involved in creating it. V'chol sheyesh bo tfisas yidei adam, asur. If somebody was involved in creating it, it is asur. Even if it is now mechubar. That's the principle of Tfisas Yidei Adam. There's a fascinating Meshech Chachma. I think it's come up in the past. The second one in Parsha Shoftim, a few Meshech Chachmas in Parsha Shoftim are Yesodos Dik. A few of them we've quoted in the past, but this is the second one in the Parsha. Lo Sita Lecha Ashera Kaleitz Eitzel Mizbach Hashem Elokecha. Don't plant an Ashera next to the Mizbeach. So ask the Meshech Chachma, all Asheras are Aser, like our Mishnah says. So what's the special din that you're not allowed to plant a Asherah next to the Mizbeach? Number question one. Question two is, the Gemara says, the first Parak of Sanhedrin, if anybody is a mom made a Dayan She'eno Hagun, if somebody helps appoint a judge that is not worthy, he takes bribes, just got him in there because of protexia, it's Ki'ilu Nata Asherah Eitzel HaMizbeach. As if you planted an Asherah next to the Mizbeach. That's what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. On Daf Zayin Amid Beis. So what's the connection of Sheir, Mizbeach, and Dayanis? So says the Meshech Chachma, that we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not need Karbanis. Obviously. Ha-borei kol she'eno nizon ma'uma ve'nosef bo shum shleimus chalilo mipu'ulos ha'nevroim. It would be heresy to assume that Hashem needs our Karbanis. Hashem does not need our karbanis. We give the karbanis because He was mitzava us to give karbanis. And v'kulam hiskimu she'inyan karbanos hu mufla al derech sod. It's mufla. Okay, there are different reasons given, but really habori yisbarach k'moshe nutzarach l'shleimus kol ha'metzius keno nutzarach l'shleimus pu'lasam v'hadvarim amukim. Hashem is mamsi kol ha'nimsos. He is, as the Rambam says, yisoda yisodos. And He doesn't need us. He doesn't need our karbanis. We're not giving Him something, really, when we give karbanis. And that is why the Gemara says in Maseches Menachos, throughout karbanis, the only name that of Hashem that is used in the context of karbanis is Yudke Vavke. Because Yudke Vavke means Ha Yehovah V'yeh, He is independently existent. It does not say Elokim or Kel in the context of karbanis. Because those are names of Hashem that reflect shaychus to Basar Vadam. Elokim is Midas Adin, and there's Midas Harachim, different names of God, and says the Gemara Menachos, which he quotes, if any of those names would have been used in the context of Karbanis, so then we might have gotten the false impression that Karbanis has something to do with our relationship with Him and He needs us. But that's not true. He does not need us. We are He is independently existent. So now says the Meshech Chachma, that is why the Mizbeach had to be made out of stone. Because stone does not need anything. Stone exists. It exists. Nothing. It's there. It's there. One of my kids asked me yesterday, we went to the Teal yesterday, so one of the kids asked me, I said, oh, going to see a fortress from the time of Yeshua ben Nun. They said, but who invented stones? Who invented stones? I said, well, Hashem invented stones. See, so what's the big deal that this stone was from the time of Avram Avinu? All the stones are from the time of Bria Solom. I said, okay, you're right. Yeah, but some stones are formed over time, but it depends when they were hewn and when they were created, you know. But stone, meaning what is that kasha? It's Yonah Dioma, right? Today's daf. Stones don't change. They don't need anything. That's why the Mizbeach has to be made out of stone. Because it has to reflect the fact that Hashem doesn't need the karbanis. It's independently significant. You can't even hew a stone. Right, for the pasuk at the end of Yisro, right? The stone has to be straight from Hashem, untouched, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachol, is untouched. You can't have a tree. That's why you can't plant a tree even in the vicinity of the Mizbeach. That's the point of putting any Asherah tree next to a Mizbeach, Edom Mizbeach Hashem Alkecha, because that undermines the message of the Mizbeach. Karbanos, okay, there's Al Derech Sod, they're for us, but they're not for Hashem. That's why it's, it has to be entirely significant. And that says of a Shechachma, that's why if you be our mom at a dayan she'eno hagun, if I put up a judge that is unworthy, meaning what's an unworthy judge? He takes bribes. He's not independent. So that's like putting an Asherah next to the Mizbeach, because that reflects the same idea that it's not independently existent, and therefore it's the same message. That's a Meshachachma. Okay. Says there are other Meshachachmas in Shoftim, right? The one about Losasur is in Shoftim, among others. Let's continue. Says the last line of the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Ani Avon V'Adun Lefanecha, I will add on and darshan a pasuk to help explain this concept. Koma kom sha'ata motzei har gavoa v'giva nisa, wherever you find in Eretz Yisrael, a high mountain or a upraised hill, v'eitz ra'anan, or a beautiful, pleasurable tree, da she'ishim avodas kochavim. You should know it was worshipped. So Rabbi Akiva says, you know what the Torah is telling me about Elohim, al haramim, al gva'os? It's just giving you a hint of Bnei Yisrael. When you go into Eretz Yisrael, all the tall mountains and all the trees, they were all worshipped. So you got to, just telling you to what you have to destroy. Ask Tosfos Abam Kasha, according to Yerushalmi, say, how did they build the Beis HaMikdash on Har HaMoriah? There's a mountain. That's how they built it. Look at Tosfos, Kol Makom, B'Yerushalmi Parich, Mi Beis HaBechira. Right, how do you build the Beis HaMikdash? All the mountains were Nesar. Umasik alpi navi nivnesham. Harasha alpi navi. What do you mean alpi navi? So maybe alpi navi, the Ramban explains, it was goli v'yadua to the Nevi'im of the time that mountain wasn't worshipped. Okay? They knew. They knew all the other mountains were worshipped. Number one. If you look in the, another answer I saw given in the Achronim, is that, remember the Gemara in Zvachim, we're going to have it, Bez Hashem, in a couple of months, Gemara in Zvachim says that David HaMelech did not know where exactly to build the Beis HaMikdash. He was looking around and he was going to build it in, remember the place, Ein Itim. He was going to build it in a different place which was taller, right? Taller than Har HaMoriah. And the HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, Bink Tefav Shachain, you got to put it down between the shoulders. Shoulders are taller than the head. And that's why the Mizbeach, the Beis HaMikdash, has to be not in the tallest mountain. And that's why Har HaMoriah is not the tallest mountain around. It was like, it's like the shoulders of an ox. The head is shorter. So you see from there that the Har HaMoriah was not the tallest mountain. Some Achronim say the Ovdei Avodah Zarah picked the tallest mountain in the region to worship on. That's what the Gemara means here. Al-Harim, the tallest mountain. So Hagufa, it wasn't the tallest mountain based on that Gemara, and therefore it wasn't a problem. That's where in Zvachim Daf Nun Dalid Amid Beis. Right? He wanted to build it in Ein Itim, which was higher. Number two. A third answer given by the Chasam Sofer. Then we'll move on. So we have Tosfos, Api Navi, which maybe nobody worshipped it. Number two, it wasn't the tallest mountain. Says the Chasam Sofer, he quotes from the Medrash, Shahar HaMoriah Lohaya Mitchiloso Har. It wasn't created as a mountain. V'nase har achar tfiloso shel Avram Avinu sheroi shei beis hamikdash b'makom gavoa. Avram Avinu davened that the beis hamikdash should be built on a high place, but it wasn't nivra as a mountain. And then he quotes from his Rebbe, then Rav Nasan Adler, why the Medrash say this? The Medrash was bothered by the Yerushalmi's kasha. How they built the beis hamikdash there? It was on a mountain. It says you can't do it. Ela behechruk sarach lomar shlohaya shamhar acheba Avram Avinu v'kitchel beis hamikdash. Until the time of Avram Avinu, it wasn't a mountain. Once he changed it into a mountain and he was makdish it, shuv afilu miyavdu sham eidandam oser davar sheinu shalo. Once he was makdish it, so then they can't answer it afterwards anyway. So beforehand, it wasn't a mountain. Once it turned into a mountain, they can't answer it. So that's three answers. Tosfos and the Seder Yaakov, that was the Achron who said about the, wasn't the tallest, and the Chasam Sofer. Good. Gemara. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi Eglili, Anu Tana Kama, as we alluded to before, what's the difference between the two opinions in the Mishnah? They both just quote two different psukim. So what's the difference between them? They both say what's they are mutter and what's upon them is asur. Two answers. Amar Rami Bar Chama, Amar Eish Lakish. Tzipi Har Kahari, Kiminayu. The difference is whether anything literally on the mountain, if you lined an area of the mountain with gold and silver, does that become usur? Tanakama savar, tzipui har, eno kahar. The Tanakama says that tzipui is not like the mountain itself, umitsar, and therefore it's considered talush, and it becomes usur. That's what's learned out from the pasuk of losach what kesev izav alehem, because it's usur. Rabbi Yossi Iglili savar, tzipui har, har, eno kahar. Rabbi Yossi Iglili said no. There's no limud to tell me anything about what's on it, and therefore tzibi har would be exactly like the har, and it would also be considered mechubar. Also be considered mechubar. Who do we paskin like? We paskin like the Tanakama, that it's aser, right? This is a separate iser daraisa. Separate iser daraisa. If you look in the first avera of Parshas Ekev, mitzvah taf chav ches, in the Sefer Chinuch, mitzvah 428. Find that amazing. Ekev is ready towards the end of the Torah, and you only have to mitzvah 428. Got almost 200 mitzvahs there coming up. Shenimnanu shelo lehenos mitzipui avodah zarah. The separate one of the 613. You can't get a benefit from the tzipui, the platings of avodah zarah. The afal pisha avodah zarah atzma eina asura bahana. Even if the avodah zarah itself is not asura bahana. Kigon mishtachav eladavar she'im batfisas yad adam. Kigon har or behema or elon she'im nesarim bahana. Avala tzipui sha'alehem mikol makom asurim bahana. Shu bechlau misham she avodah zarah she'asurin. V'noheges b'chol makom b'chol zman b'schar menekevus. This is alive today. Right? It's a mitzvah that applies today. If you have avodah zarah, you go to one of these, whatever is considered avodah zarah today, and if it is mechubar, so it's not going to become asur if they worship a certain mountain, right, so then, or a certain animal, right? Masha aleihem. Over alzev enenem mitzipuyan v'afilu kolshu chayiv malchus. If you get hana, that's chay, you're chayiv malchus. That's mitzvah tav chav ches. That's one nafkamina. Rav Sheisha zamar, next possibility. Rav Sheisha says the kol yam tzipui har enokar. No, everybody agrees that tzipui is aser. Tzipui of the mountain is not like a mountain. V'hacha beilon shenitao uva basof avdo kamiflagi. Here the machlokas is about a tree that was planted not l'shem avodah zarah, and then they decided to worship it. That's the machlokas. Tanakama savar ilon shenitao uva basof avdo mutter. The Tanakama says if you planted a tree. Just stomp a tree. I want to plant a tree. And then I decide to worship it. That is mutter. That is mutter. Why? Because that is not called tfisas yad adam. Because the second that an isser, a forbidden activity started, man does not do anything. It's growing by itself. There's no tfisas yad adam. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Savar, no. Elon should have told himself, avdo usser. If you plant a tree and then worship it, it is us. That's enough because you planted it originally and now you're ovate it. That's enough to be called tfisas yad adam and therefore it's usser. Mimai, where do you see this in the Mishnah? That this is what they are. This is what Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds that is usser. Mitatani Seifa, because look in the continuation of Rabbi Yossi Aglili's words. Mibrima Sheira Asura. If I'm telling you that Mechubar is usser, why isn't Asherah mutter? Why isn't Asherah usser? Mibre Sheish Batfisas Yide Adam. Chol Sheish Batfisas Yide Adam usser. The Chol Sheish Batfisas Yide Adam Lasuye Mai. So what is that extra phrase including? Lav Lasuye Ilan Shinatol Lubasov Avdo. Isn't that including this case that you planted a tree and then worshipped it? So that's the second afkamina between the Tanoim. If you plant a tree and then worship it. What exactly is the case of that you plant a tree and then worship it? Another machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos. Again, a lot of lumdus here. Rashi says, what planting a tree means, you put a seed in the grounds, and then it grows by itself. That's the case of machlokas. If you plant, see Rashi, fourth line of Rashi, avonitao garin shelo l'shem asherah, you put a seed in the ground. Not for an Asherah. Ein zu tfisas yidei adam. According to one opinion, that's not called tfisas yidei adam. Why? Because it grew by itself. Hova, he shaita, lav daita, lav rizgal chavim haya, umemati le mitachas kalei tzranan, velo eitz atzmo. And the Rabbi Yosef Lili comes along and says, no. Ilan shenato garin, afilo shalol l'shem Asherah, it is usur. Because here, right, you did plant it. That's the machlokas case, that you planted it with a garin, right? And Tosfos summarizes Rashi on top. Hechashenato garin. But what if you put a tree in the ground? What if you put a tree in the ground according to Rashi? Then everybody would agree is usser. Everybody agrees usser. If you planted put a tree in the ground, because then what did God do? Meaning, what happened after between the time that you planted it and before you decided to worship it? So that is Rashi. Tosfos has a couple of questions on that, and therefore Tosfos gives his own pshat. Look about 20 lines down into Tosfos. Tosfos says, L'chein nira l'farish. L'chein Lafarish. See where it is? Right in the middle of the line. 20 lines down. L'chein Lafarish devadai kishenato garam l'kolei amashari. No. If you put a seed in the ground, that's for sure called not tfisas yad adam. There, of course, God did it. You put a seed in the ground. Everything was done by Hashem. Then everybody agreed it's mutter. Deinza tfisa yad adam. The machlokas is if you plant the tree. This is a machlokas, what the case of the Mishnah is. In the case of the Gemara, is the case of the Gemara if you planted the seed or if you planted the tree. Okay, machlokas, Rashi, and Tosfos. What exactly is the definition of tfisas yad adam? Okay, there's something else to mention here, but let's continue a little more, and then we'll come back. Talking about putting trees in the ground. But let's first continue a little more. V'af Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda savar. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda also holds Elon shenatol himself avdo aser. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda also is of the opinion that if you plant a tree and then worship it, it is going to be aser. You don't have to plant it originally l'shem worshiping it. Okay, now the rest of this Gemara is going to go all the way up to the next Amud. We're going to go back and forth with Machlokes Tanaim and figure out what each of them do with various psukim. But, well, the point of bringing this is to prove that Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda holds that if you plant a tree and then decide to worship it, that is also aser, like the second sheet in our Mishnah. The Tanya, the Brisa says, Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda Omer, mitoch shenemar Eloheihem al-Haharim. From the fact that the Torah says, the gods on the mountains, v'lo harim Eloheihem, and not the mountains as gods, Eloheihem al-Hagvaos, v'lo gvaos Eloheihem, not the mountains or the hills as gods, shomeyani, tachas kol eitz ra'anan Eloheihem, v'lo eitz ra'anan Eloheihem. So I already know that the trees themselves are not going to be aser. Tamalomar va'ashirehem tisrafun ba'esh. That is why I need another pasuk to tell me that there are going to be trees that are going to be aser. Because with the first half of the pasuk, I would have thought anything mechubar is going to be mutter. It's not going to be nasar. That's why you need another pasuk to say you must burn down the etchere trees. And the Gemara is assuming this includes all trees, even trees that you first planted not l'shem avodah zarah, and then you decide to worship it. That is the shita that we're looking for. El atachas kol eitz ra'anan ulamali. So what do you need the extra pasuk for? That only something under an eitz ra'anan is aser. If the trees themselves also could be aser, ha'hu l'kid Rabbi Akiva hu da'asa. That's coming to teach me the shita of Rabbi Akiva. What's that? Tamar Rabbi Akiva. Ani oven v'adun l'fanecha. It's coming to teach me the shita of Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbi Akiva just said the Torah is giving you a plan to tell you what to do, giving you strategy. Komakam tatamosi ha'gavoa v'givan esava. It's ranan dashi ishim avar eskochavim. It's coming to teach me that, yo, just by the way, if you have under every tree, because that's where they used to worship. And therefore, all trees and all mountains, you have to be worried about that they worshipped. V'rab, but that is all the shita of Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda. V'rabbanan, hai v'ashrin tisrum ba'esh may avdilei. What do the Rabbanan do with that pasuk? That you have to burn the asherah trees, because they do not darshin the shita of nita'ol basof avdo. They don't darshin that halacha. So mibayalei li'ilan shenatom itchilakach. No, they just need it for regular trees. Because the all mechubar would be mutter just with the first half of the pasuk, so they need it to for regular trees, not to include even nitol basof avdo. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda nami by lo hachi. Doesn't Rabbi Yosef Yehuda also need it for regular trees? How does he know even if you planted it first and then worshipped? Hakanami, you're right. So you must have a different pasuk. Ella Elon. So how does he know that one? He knows from the extra pasuk, you shall cut down the asherah trees. Which is a type of tree that you just have to cut down. You don't have to get the roots out, because the roots are mutter. Only the extra growths are aser. Because you put a tree in the ground, what you put in the ground before you worship it is not aser. It's only the gidulin that are going to be aser, once you decide to worship it. So that must be what's being hinted to in this pasuk, because it says tigadeun. You have to cut it down, you don't have to root it out. Says the Gemara now, v'avashem tisrim ba'esh, kadnasa v'lo tamuda. But that's not the pasuk quoted in the Brisa. The pasuk that was quoted in the Brisa, that in the Brisa we said, that his sheet is telling me that nitala basov avdo is the other pasuk. V'avashem tisrim ba'esh, not v'avashem tigadeun. So Gemara said, no, ilo lo namar kamar. It's the pasuk really work. Psukim really work in tandem. It means if it wouldn't have said both psukim, then we'd have a problem. As follows: ilo no mar tisrafun ba'esh. If you wouldn't have had the pasuk that you have to burn down the trees and fire, ha'yisi omer shirim tegadayun bilan shenato mitchilakach. I wouldn't have made such a diuk of tegadayun is only what you have to cut and what's left in the ground is mutar. I wouldn't have made such a drasha. But hasha dechsiv asheriyam tisrafun ba'esh. Once I have this other pasuk of you have to burn down the trees and now you have two. That's why you have two psukim to teach me the case that Nito planting Elubasov Avdo and then it would be served afterwards. Period. Stop there for a minute. We're talking about replanting items in the grounds, right? A tree replanted in the grounds. There's a big discussion, a big sugya. What about something that is talush and then mechubar to the ground? What's called talush Elubasov Chibro. What if I put something in a house? Is a house called mechubar? That's like an example of talush l'basav chibro. It's not a natural connection to the ground. So there are stiras and Rambams about talush l'basav chibro. For example, the Rambam says in Hilchas Shechita that I'm not allowed to generally use something that is connected to the ground as a shechita knife. Let's say I use a reed. There's a sharp reed, R-E-E-D, and I bend it over and I use it to shecht. So the Shulchan Aruch says, based on the Rambam, I'm not supposed to do that. If I do it, the shechita is kshera. Based on the Rambam. Why? You're not allowed to use something attached to the ground. It must be, says the Rambam. If I use a reed, it's a problem. But if I use a reed that was detached, but then I put back in the ground, that's mutter b'di'evet. That's called talush l'basav chibro. So regarding Hilcha Shechita, the Rambam says, talush l'basav chibro is called talush. Right? That is by shechita. If you look though by, and also let's say both go together. If you look by avodah zara, what is considered talush? Let's say the Rambam paskins. If you bow down to a house, is it asur or mutar? If you bow down to a mountain, it doesn't become asur. Let's say according to Rashi. What about a house? We paskin does become asur. If you bow down to a house. Even though it's mechubar now, talush was of chibro, it has the halacha of talush. So on the one hand, the Rambam holds that by shechita and by avodah zarah, talush was of chibro is considered talush. It might be, correct, and that might be a svarat. So you're saying it's special din, but we'll get to that. We'll get to tfisas yad adam. That's on the one hand. But let's say on the other hand, by hilchas mi'ila, let's say I makdish my house to avodah to the Beis HaMikdash, and then I decide to use it. So is there an Isra Mi'ila? There is no Isra Mi'ila, because it's called Mechubar. It's Talosh B'Sof Chibra, it's called Mechubar. So answer of Moshe Soloveitchik, what's the difference? There are other examples as well, these are just three. So Moshe Soloveitchik gives an answer that explains many different contexts, and that is, in all these contexts, you have to ask, what are we looking for? Is it a halacha of Mechubar? A natural connection? Is it a halacha of karka? Is it a karka of ground? Some halachos are an issue of mechubar versus talush. Some halachos are a halacha of karka versus metaltalin. So, when it comes to shechita, when it comes to avodah zara, it's a din of mechubar. If it's not mechubar, so then memela, it's going to be called, if it's not a natural connection, it's going to be called detached from the ground. But by hilchas me'ilo, or by hilchas shvua, or by other things, it's a halacha of karka. Once something is reattached to the ground, it could then be called karka again. It could then be called karka again, even though it's not a natural connection. So that's always important. You always have to ask, whenever you have a case, an issue of, let's say, avadim hukshala karkos, that kind of, you always have to ask, is it a din of karka? Is it a din of mechubar? This is all in Shiurei Harav, in Yoredei of Hilchas Shechita, Simen Chav Gimel. That's where they have it. It's also in one of the Chidushi Agram Vahagrid on mechubar versus talush. Okay, one more line. Let's go back to the Gemara for a second. Says the Gemara, V'rabbanan, Hai v'asherim tegadeyun mayavdile. The Rabbanan do not use this pasuk of tegadeyun to say there's a difference between ilan shenotal b'sof avdu or not. So what did they use the lashon of tegadeyun? Look at Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, gidui avodas gachavim kodin l'kibesh Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says there's an order. When you first go into Eretz Yisrael, you have to chop down all of the avodah zarah trees that you see before you go conquer the land. So you chop it down, but you don't have to burn it right away. You just leave it chopped down. Then you go conquer the rest of Eretz Yisrael, and then kibush Eretz Yisrael, kodem l'bir avodas gochavim. And then after that, you have to go and then search and destroy for all of them. The Tani of Yosef, nitatem es bezachosam, v'hanach, destroy the altars and leave them, v'shibartem es bezachosam, v'hanach, and then break down the matzevos and leave them. Because then, hanach salka daituch, sreifa bai, what do you mean? You have to burn them. So Amar Rav Yehuna, no, it means hanach, the bach adds in, hanach v'radof, hanach, acharkach hanach usrof. First, there are going to be three stages. First, you go in there and you cut down and chop down what's in front of you. Then you conquer Eretz Yisrael. And then you go search and destroy and get rid of all of them. Okay, we'll talk more about that, Hashem, tomorrow. Okay? Tomorrow's daf is at 6:15 a.m. Tomorrow's daf is 6:15 a.m. Tonight is Parsha Shir, 9 o'clock, in my house. Hashem, we'll continue.